Max Tappeiner to lead Wynn's UAE resort operations. Wynn Resorts has announced the appointment of Max Tappeiner as the president of its upcoming United Arab Emirates resort, Wynn Al Marjan Island, which is currently in development. Tappeiner will assume his new role on September 1. He has been with Wynn Las Vegas for 2 years and was promoted from Senior Vice President of Operations to Executive Vice President in May 2023, a position he held until his latest appointment. Before joining Wynn, Tappeiner acquired extensive operations experience at prominent Las Vegas Strip properties, including Resorts World Las Vegas and the Venetian and Palazzo, where he held the position of Vice President of Hotel Operations. He also served for several years in the hotel industry, primarily with the Mandarin Oriental Hotel Group. Quote, "I'm beyond grateful and humbled to join the Wynn Al Marjan Island team. Thank you to Craig Billings for this amazing opportunity. I'm looking forward to this exciting journey as we expand to a new territory as the first gaming operator in the UAE." Max Tappeiner, president of Wynn Al Marjan Island. Although the Ras Al Khaimah development is not slated to open until 2027, Tappeiner's appointment marks the second time a president has been named for the project. Previously, Wynn appointed Thomas Schoen, a veteran of Marriott International, as president in May 2023. However, Schoen has reportedly departed the company. Ambitious beachfront resort takes shape. The Wynn Al Marjan Island project will mark Wynn's first beachfront resort and the first of its kind luxury destination in the UAE. Unveiled in January 2022, the sprawling property will feature a 1,500-room hotel, an array of amenities, including entertainment and gaming options, 24 dining and lounge venues, a luxurious shopping center, and various other attractions. The development is projected to cost about $3.9 billion. With construction progressing on the island, the structure now stands over 90 meters tall, making it the tallest building in the Emirate, as Wynn CEO Craig Billings announced during the company's H1 results call. Wynn also acquired an additional 70 acres of land on the island in a deal that closed in the second quarter. While the property is still pending approval from the UAE's new gambling regulator, the General Commercial Gaming Regulatory Authority, GCGRA, the board members have reportedly visited the site recently, likely as part of the regulatory review process.